You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Allahu Akbar.
Celebrating the end of Ramadan in the multicultural and marginal seat of Parramatta in Sydney's west, the Prime Minister was surrounded by the crowd. It was a rare moment in a campaign that's been highly scripted and managed by the party. Scott Morrison was quickly approached by Hijara Tawfiq, whose daughter-in-law is trapped in Afghanistan. Ms. Tawfiq's brother and his family disappeared after the fall of Kabul, and she's calling on the government for help. Mr. Morrison introduced her to the local candidate.
My son, 9 years working in America in full. Yes. Yeah.
Maria, yeah. We'll be able to work with you. We are bringing thousands and thousands of people from Afghanistan. 16,500 we'll be bringing, and we will do everything we can.
When asked what Labor would do to families in similar predicaments, Anthony Albanese replied.
One of the things that we have from this government is a gutting of the public service. And so in so many areas, there are just longer and longer and longer delays. It doesn't matter whether it's migration, it doesn't matter whether it's Veterans Affairs.
Mr. Albanese is in Queensland after launching Labor's campaign in Perth. It's the first time the party has held its campaign launch in WA. It's a key indicator of the importance Labor is placing on the Western State, where it's focusing on 3 seats. In line with the cost of living focus in the campaign, the Labor leader announced his central housing policy. It would provide an equity contribution of up to 40% for new homes and 30% for existing homes for up to 10,000 low and middle income earners. When asked about whether the measure could drive up house prices, Mr. Albanese said the policy is already proven.
Our housing policy is good policy. How do we know that? Because we know that it works. In Western Australia, they've had a very similar plan now for 30 years. What it's done is enable people to get into housing who wouldn't otherwise get there, and it's also produced a return to the government.
The Prime Minister has criticised Labor's policy as he made his own announcements on an extension to support for pensioners.
The take-up of these schemes is very limited, and one of the reasons for that is people want to own their own home. They don't want the government to own their home. What Labor have been very clear about is they have a share in your home, and so as your home value increases, they're making money off you.
Visiting a retirement village in the seat of Corangamite in Victoria, another seat the coalition is hoping to pick up, Scott Morrison detailed a coalition plan to increase the income test for pensioners. It would see it move from under $60,000 to $90,000 for singles and from $92,000 to $144,000 for couples. Labor's also supporting the announcement in hopes it will ease the cost of living. But it's a potential rise in interest rates which would dominate the cost of living debate. Scott Morrison says Australia's interest rate is affected by macroeconomics and says he isn't thinking about what an increase might do to his campaign.
What happens tomorrow deals with what people pay on their mortgages. That's what I'm concerned about. It's not about what it means for politics.
Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says a potential interest rate rise only adds to the economic stresses already being felt by voters.
Whether the Reserve Bank raises interest rates this week or next month, Scott Morrison's economic credibility is in tatters. This is the third wave of Scott Morrison's cost of living crisis.
The issue will likely come to a head if the Reserve Bank decides to raise rates as expected. The last time the central bank announced a rate rise during an election campaign, it was 2007, and John Howard lost that election to Kevin Rudd. But the economic conditions are vastly different this time, and the record low cash rate of 0.1% is nowhere near the more than 6% it was in 2007. The question remains whether it will cost votes. Krishani Danji, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.